Excellent. What?
The Supreme Father.
The type.
Buddha.
I was told before.
The Supreme Master. The Supreme Lover. Also, looking to Shiva. So our movement is simply the transfer.
Thank you so much for allowing me
to
ask my question.
Waves in the ocean.
Well, that is my mission. People who should
have a friend, stand up.
Because I am convinced that without, again, cooperating with the Supreme Lord, our life is battle. I give this example many times. Just like a screw from a machine fallen down. It has no value. Same screw, when it is attached in the machine, it has value. Similarly, we are part of the ascension of God. Without God, as part and parcel, small screw, what is the value? No way. We should again come back to the position of becoming a screw.
I met a fellow today who came in the afternoon. Well, his reason for coming, he said, you may find humorous, was to come. He heard the hippies were in Mayapur. He heard that hippies. I was talking to him, and then some devotees were talking to him. He had said some things to me which I could find no answer for. And he said he'll come back tomorrow and see devotees. But let me tell you, this is confusing. When he was young,
Indian,
lives nearby. He speaks English fairly well. When he was young, said he worshipped Kali every day very vigorously. But then the floods all came, and the floods came, and the people thought hardship. And now he has no religion because he finds his happiness in trying to develop love among people. And I couldn't think of what to say to him to add religion to his life, to add God to his life. He says, I asked him, he says, after the hereafter, he says, after he dies, then maybe he'll become part of God, maybe not. He can't worry about it now. He says, he's tried this religious experience, it didn't work. And one reason I asked him is, I go back to America, a lot of people I come across are not, they see that religion, like his worship in Kali or other kinds of religion that they've experienced doesn't work. And I don't know what to say to them to convince them that it's worth trying.
You do not try to convince him at the present moment. You try to be convinced yourself.
Yes. Yes. I asked him to see devotees, but then on the way out, as he was leaving down the road, I met him again and talked, come back, but I see.
You first of all be convinced, and then try to convince others. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction is that you can do welfare to others when your life is tested. Bharat bhumi te manushya janma hai lo jaa জন্ম সার্থক করি করো বড় জন্ম সার্থক করি ফার্স্ট মেক ইউর লাইফ পারফেক্ট দেন ট্রাই টু মেক আরো ফ্রি
The devotees have said to me that
we did remain for
without passion for Krishna at a time. You cannot be happy. Without consciousness of Krishna, you cannot be happy. But at times I feel happy.
At times, not always.
Yes.
But if you be Krishna conscious, it seems always.
As they had implied that you cannot feel happy without Krishna consciousness.
That's bad. Just like, if you are an animal of this land, and if you are thrown into the water, you cannot be happy in the water in any condition. When you are again taken up to the land, then you will be happy. Similarly, we are part and parcel of Krishna. We cannot be happy without being part and parcel. Now you are thrown. The same example. The machine part and parcel, without the machine, has no value. But when it is put again into the machine, it has value. Similarly, we are part and parcel of Krishna. We must join Krishna. So you can join immediately with Krishna by your consciousness. Simply thinking that I am Krishna, Krishna is mine. Krishna is mine.
Mine.
My Krishna.
Ah.
Krishna is mine.
Yeah.
And I am Krishna. That is our actual position.
So we are part of Krishna.
Everything is part and parcel to Krishna, because everything is generated by the energy of Krishna. Or everything is energy of Krishna. Tomorrow fasting.
Up until evening, after the until the moon. Then we say it's Aditi or Sri.
Very done, Sri.
We'll fast up until the rising of the moon and then take peace. Focus on it.
Coming and jumping on each other, trying to get afraid that the prasadam would finish before they got served.
No, as you have done, there is people don't be jumping. People supply you. What can be done? The place where you shall perform. The tablet should be taken there and we shall wash it. And then we bless it. Huh? Yes.
That's
a fine place. It's a place in... What is called? Paraphernalia. And then begin. Ten feet deep and 6 feet wide. So we have ordered for brick and cement. Trying to find out to get acquiring the land from the earth. Then he can stop.
That's
what we are.
Bengali
में है महान सूर्य बारदान
for now.
What
is the pattern of service minus devotion?
That is not service. That is business. God. This one, he had employed a contractor. That is not service, that is business. Is it not? Yes. This time, sometimes it is advertised, our customers are our master. Is it not? Sometimes advertised. So, this is business, but it is a flowery language only, that our customers are our masters. Because nobody is a qualified customer unless he pays. But service is not like that. Service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Pushkava Padaratan Kunastama. You do whatever you like. Still, you are my worshipable Lord. Very sad. I don't ask any return from it. That is service. When you expect some return, that is business.
Me on how I can come to feel closer to God. I'll be leaving you soon. But I'm somewhat, but let me say I come to the temple at times, but then I leave, and I'm not sure how much I take with me.
Maria did not take much time. Within 6 months, we realized that we have to follow the regulatory principle. Just as these guys and girls have been sitting, have this chance to tell our guys.
Yeah,
I have no tendency for going to cinema, going to hotel, no. Everything, all stopped. Not from the tea, not from the unnecessary things, all of them.
I feel that when I go back, though...
whole human life is meant for purifying. Siddheta satya, means existence. So if you don't purify your existence, then you'll have to change your body. From this body, sometimes it may be high, sometimes lower. That's right. If you don't cure your disease, it can take time in so many ways to put you into trouble. Similarly, if you don't purify your existence, then you'll have to transmigrate from one body to another. And there is no guarantee what kind of body you'll get. There is certain laws of nature. Now, there is no guarantee that he will get a very comfortable body, an American body. No. Therefore, for human being, it is essential that he should purify his existence. Tapo dibbang putrata jena suddheta satya jasma brahma sokham anantam. Unless you purify your existence, your hankering after happiness, you cannot get continued happiness. Exactly.
When I go back to my job and work, I hope I'll become cured, but I'm sure that I won't become as pure as your devotees here. I don't see myself doing that.
You can do as they are doing. They are not pure in the beginning, now they are pure. Similarly, you can become pure. Just like in your childhood age, you are not educated. Now you are educated.
So what are these things that I may do? If when I go back, I must...
Where do you go back?
I'll be going back to Chaibasa, Bihar. And to my work there.
What is that in Chaibasa?
That's where I do my teaching. I live there.
So better do not teach. Do not know what to teach.
I'll be going, I don't like this so much, and I'll be returning to America in May. But while I'm here, this is my agreement for staying in India.
Still not stay. Now, if you are serious, you can keep yourself pure anywhere. It doesn't matter whether you stay in America or India. You must know how to keep yourself pure. That's it.
You are following these principles.
Yes. That's why I went to America. So either in America or in India, I understand that.
I have tried somewhat to to follow. I met you the first time.
The follow? You must quickly follow. It was serious.
Maybe what I say now is it's the most foolish of all I've said, but
I don't say foolish, but imperfect.
Okay, imperfect, but let me tell you, I feel that right now I admire and respect your devotee, but I don't feel as if I'm part of them or even a great desire to be part of them. I feel that I want to do what is right, to come closer to God, and if I just go through a better life next time, I'd be satisfied.
Very good, man.
Maybe I just material clinging.
Just then, you follow their footsteps and other students, and it will be fulfill your desire. You are training to that direction, how to become purified and happy. That is our mission. We want to see everyone happy. Sarve Sukhina Bhavantu. People do not know how to become happy. They do not take the standard path to become happy. They manufacture their own way. That is the deal. Kapu dibbam putrata jina siddhe chattva jatma dhamma sukham anantam. This advice has given by Rishabh, his son, Sanjay Bhak. Just undergo austerity, dibbam, for transcendental realization. Everyone is going austerity. This boy, I know, he had to go to foreign countries to learn this commercial management from a good situation. But everyone has to undergo some austerity for future life. So why not take that austerity for permanent happiness? Tapudibhang putraka jina satyasu. Permanent happiness, you have to purify your existence and life. But this body, so long you will accept this material body, you will have to change it. And as soon as you get a spiritual body, there is no question of change. Spiritual body you have already. Simply, now, due to our material contamination, we are developing material body. But if we associate with spiritual life, then you shall develop spiritual body. The same example as several times given, you put the iron rod with fire, it will develop to be fire. Is it not?
Put the iron rod into fire.
Yes, and it will become fire.
Yes.
All the iron rod.
Yes.
Similarly, this body, if you always keep yourself spiritually engaged, it will act as spiritual, always in material mode. The same example. Iron rod, when it is red hot, it is no longer iron rod. Always it is iron rod. You can catch it as iron rod, but touch anywhere, it will burn. It has got the quality of fire. Similarly, if you always keep yourself in Krishna consciousness, then you become spiritualized. Relax spiritually. No more material demand.
How do I do this?
This process that we are doing, you are seeing. These boys are, our six boys are now in theater today. It is very simple. You have to follow the four restricted regulations and chant this beat. Very easy.
Well, when I'm back in Bihar and following my lifestyle there, if I follow all these regulative principles, some I follow now, but not all. If I follow all...
Some means?
Some...
There are only four regulative principles. Some means three or two?
Two or three.
So why not have that one?
No, I follow one or two. One or three now I follow.
Why not the other three? What is the difficult? Which one you follow?
I am almost vegetarian, but I eat eggs.
That is also not fully.
No, not even fully. Since last time I've become vegetarian, but...
Sir, a vegetarian is no qualification.
Not much.
Vegetarian, the pigeon is vegetarian. The monkey is vegetarian. But most rubbish people. The monkey is vegetarian. Lives in the forest. The most mysterious.
I felt that it was a little bit project because it was so much difficult at first and easy. I had returned.
You can stick to all of the principles provided you take the Krishna consciousness process. Otherwise,
when I'm back in Bihar and my son's nation, we're sitting in the evening with nothing to do but fight mosquitoes. And they say, how about smoking some marijuana? I say, sure, there's nothing else to do. And then I go out and I enjoy myself for the evening. And now, we did this, we got carried away, we're doing it every day, and realizing we're hurting ourselves and stop. But still, on occasion,
we have to leave with us. Then your friends will not ask you, what about marijuana? Keep the association of the body. Satanta Sangatma Vija Sangita Bhavanta Vishkandara. We are totally centered to give trans people to associate with us. Why you are taking so much money? Providing. Those who are seriously desirous, they'll come and live with us. Association is very influenced. Satanta Sangha. Sangha Sanjayati Tan. If you associate with Jantas, you become Jantas. If you associate with Sadhu, you become Sadhu. Yes, you can stay with us in a moment. But he wants friend Marwana. Very good.
Let me ask you about something else, and maybe I can talk to you. I find that I think of myself too much, and this is why you can't think of God so much. I think of myself in too many places. How can I forget about myself so I can concentrate on other more important things?
they are done.
What you're saying is my path to purity is to become a devotee.
Do you hesitate? Is it very difficult to become a devotee?
For myself, it is. I don't feel the deep so much of a desire. I have. First, the devotees tell me that they have given up material life. These four regulated principles they have explained to me mean giving up material life. And that I see. And in the place of this, they ask me.
What do you mean by material life? I'm sitting on this bed. Is it material or spiritual?
Material.
Then how do you have material life?
I think how I interpreted it was a desire for material gain. You're working towards material gain. Not giving up all material.
Material life means only desire to gratify your senses. That is material life. And only desire to serve God, that is spiritual life. That is the difference between material life and spiritual life. Now we are trying to serve our senses. When you start having the senses, when you start God, that is spiritual. What is the difference between our activities and other activities? We are using everything. Table, chair, bed, this tape recorder, typewriter. So what is the difference? The difference is that we are using everything.
I see. The devotees have said that the sensual pleasures that they have given up are replaced with spiritual kinds of pleasures. But see, I haven't.
Spiritual kinds of pleasures mean you have to please Krishna. That is spiritual. Just that example, mother is more pleased by feeding her son.
There is a pleasure then is pleasing.
Spiritual pleasure means pleasure at Krishna.
Krishna.
Yes. Material pleasure means pleasure at senses. That's right. This is the difference. And you try simply to please Krishna, that is spiritual pleasure.
I have viewed. My thought pleasing God was to.
No, don't manufacture your ways of pleasing God. Don't manufacture. Suppose if I want to please you, then I shall ask you, how can I serve you? Not that I manufacture. That is not pleasing. Suppose if I want a glass of water. And if you manufacture, Sammy gave me more food. If I give you a glass of mint, half mint. But you not please me. If you want to please me, then you should ask me, how can I please you? And whatever you order, if you do that, that will please you.
Pleasing Krishna then is... And pleasing Krishna then is to be a devotee of Krishna.
But of course, devotee means to follow pleasing Krishna. He has no other business. That is good.
Can you tell me some more about chanting Hare Krishna? Now, I have for quite some time chanted, but never actually, just a little bit here and there.
I feel once in a while I feel a little bit chanting. But the chanting process is still the same process. Hare Krishna, Dhan, and Krishna sent nine pulsa each. Why yes, people are not able to subscribe to our food? Dancing, dancing and eating. Holy Mother, I'll be asking you to eat corn, my mother.
What's that?
Suppose we are this nice food stuff which mother has brought. So those are not falling asleep, they cannot explore. But because we are falling asleep, the Krishna sends us nice. So you are not loser. When you become Krishnaite, then you get more comfort than at the present moment. That's the fact. I'm living alone for the last 20 years. But I have not been guilty. When before taking sannyas, I was living in Delhi. These wives are taking care of me. Yes. So I am not the Buddha. Although I was really alive. Really. Oh, yes. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Devi Dhisa Dhanamani Manu Maya Duratthaya. Mami Mujat Prabhadanti Maya Vetanthara. Maya is imposing so many difficulties. But as soon as he surrendered to Krishna, no more imposing. Yes, that is my illusion. There is an ass. You sit down on the back of the ass and just take a morsel of grass. The ass is thinking, let me go forward a little and I shall get the ass. But it is one feet distance, it always remains. That is acid. That is not. Everyone is thinking, let me go a little forward and I will get it. You see, he is very happy.
Thank you so much. Yet, but I was thinking now of returning tomorrow to my town. But
don't return.
I should stay tomorrow here.
Stay.
You tell me to all stay.
You're a very good boy.
Okay. Thank you.
is very simple. The living entity forgetting to stop. They are in this material world. Krishna means his name, his form, his abode, his pastime, salutu.
What was that last?
Pastime.
Pastime.
So when he speaks of king, it means king's government, king's palace, king's queen, king's sons, secretaries, military strength, everything. Is it not? Similarly, Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as soon as you think of Krishna, means all energies of Krishna. That is complete by saying Radha Krishna. Radha represents all the energy of Krishna. And Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So, when we speak of Krishna, the living entities are also included. Because the living entities are energies, different energies of Krishna. Superior energy. So, when this energy is not serving the energy of Krishna, that is means material existence. The whole world is not serving Krishna. They are serving Krishna in a different way. They are serving Krishna indirectly. It's like disobedient citizens. They serve the government indirectly. They have come to the prison house on account of the disobedience of the laws of the state. So, in the prison house, they are forced to obey the laws of the state. Similarly, all the living entities here, they are godless. Either by ignorance or by his will, he doesn't like to accept the supremacy of God. Demonic. So, we are trying to bring them in their original condition. That is Krishna consciousness.
I'd like to ask you if something I talked with the devotees about is medicine. I went to the river with the devotees today. I have a cold, so I said I shouldn't go in the water. Some felt I should because it was the Ganges, and some said I shouldn't because I have a cold. And we were talking, and I don't understand. Some people, devotees, do we get sick because of our bad actions in the past?
That's the fact.
But when one is...
Any kind of distress we suffer, it is due to our impious activities in the past.
But when one is removed from karmic influence...
Yes.
Does he still get sick?
No. Even he gets sick, that is very temporary. Besides, the fan is moving. If you disconnect with the electric power, then the fan will move for a moment. That movement is not due to the electric current. That is, force. What is called physically this? Huh? Momentum. But as soon as it stops, no more. Moment. Similarly, a devotee who has surrendered to Krishna, in his town, that his family is suffering from material consequences, that is temporal. Therefore, a devotee does not take any material misery as misery. He takes as Krishna's God's mercy.
A perfected soul, a devotee.
Perfected soul means 24 hours engaged in Krishna consciousness. That is perfect. Transcendental position. Perfection means to be engaged in its original consciousness. That is perfection. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who comes to me, that is Sansiddhi Labhatepana. Sansiddhi. Perfection. Complete perfection. Sansiddhi. Siddhi and Sansiddhi. Siddhi is perfection. That is Brahma realization. And Sansiddhi means devotion. After Brahma realization.
Could you just say that last thing again, please?
Samsiddhi.
Yes.
Sam means complete.
Yes.
And siddhi means perfection. So in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated that one who goes back to home, back to Godhead, he has attained the complete perfection. So perfection means when one realizes that he is not this body, he is the soul. Brahma Bhuta. That is called Brahma realization. That is perfection. And Sanshiddhi means after Brahma realization, when one is engaged in devotional service. Therefore, one who is already engaged in devotional service, it is to be understood that Brahma realization is there. That's what is called Sanshiddhi.
I ask you this very humbly, but do you feel diseases and sickness?
Hmm?
Do you personally feel disease and sickness?
Yes.
Is this a result of your past karma?
Hmm?
This is a result of your past karma.
Yes.
So one in this material world never escapes this karma completely.
Yes, escapes. No more karma. For a devotee, no more karma reaction.
But you must be the best devotee.
And I don't consider I'm the best devotee. I'm the less.
No.
You are the best devotee.
Oh, no. but see, you say what you say.
I want to have you go see what I am.
It always seems right.
Yeah.
Then you must be the best devotee.
Yes. The thing is, that even the best devotee, when he preaches, he comes to the second class devotee.
What would the best devotee be doing?
The best devotee, he does not preach.
What does he do?
He sees there is no need of preaching. Everyone is devoted. Yes. He sees no more non-devoted. I'll do it.
Uttama Adhikari?
Uttama Adhikari. But while I'm preaching, how can I say I'm the best of us? That's why Pranarani. He does not see anyone non-devote. Therefore, we try to approach Radharani.
Who is this?
Radharani, Krishna's consort. Anyone approaches Radharani, she recommends to Krishna, he is the best devotee. He's better than me. And Krishna cannot refuse. That is best devotee. But it is not to be imitated. I have become best devotee. Therefore I am strong. That is, actually, that is a different stage. So, even the best devotee, without best devotee cannot preach, actually, at all. But he comes to the second stage. Ishare tada dhineshu balisheshu dhishasthu. He has the vision of bishop. Somebody envious of God. But it is not the vision of the best devotee. Best devotee sees. Nobody is envious of God. Everyone is better than me. That's why Chaitanya Charitamrita author, Krishnadas Kaviraj, he says that I am lowest than the worm in the stool.
Who is saying this?
Krishna, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj. Purisher ki thaite muise logishta. He is not making a show. He is feeling like that. That I am the lowest. Everyone is best. I am the lowest. Everyone is engaged in Krishna service. I am not engaged. Like a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, oh, I am not a prince of devotion to Krishna. I cry to make a show. If I would have been a devotee of Krishna, I would have died long ago. I am living. That is the proof that I do not love Krishna. That is the vision of the best devotee. There is so much absorbing Krishna's love. That he says everything is going on. Simply I am the lowest, therefore I cannot see God. That is best.
So then a devotee must work for everybody.
The devotee must work under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master. Not imitate the best devotee.
Excuse me?
Not imitate the best devotee.
Not, what is that word?
Imitate.
Oh, acha.
Sometimes you feel pain. Sickness due to the simple activities of your devotee. Yes. Sometimes you see that caused by that.
See, Krishna says that Tang Tang Sarvati Brahma Pishan. So, Krishna is so powerful that he can immediately pick up on the screen top, and anything else would make it better. But when living entity plays the part on behalf of the star, he also takes the responsibility of the sinful activities and the devotees. It should become a guru. It's not an easy task. He has to take all the poisons and absorb. The sometimes, because he's not Krishna, so sometimes there is some trouble. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pervades that don't make many shishas, many disciples. But for teaching work, we have to expect any disciples. For expanding, preaching, never mind the suffer. And that's the fact. The spiritual master has to get the responsibility of all the sinful activities of his
disciples. If you make it open, what can you expect?
If you make many disciples, is a risky job, unless you able to assimilate all the things. Putitanam Paramedho. He gets responsible for all the fallen souls. That is, that idea is in the Bible, just like Jesus Christ takes all the sinful reaction of all people and sacrifices to God. That is the responsibility of the spiritual master. Because he is Krishna superior to this. So Krishna takes a responsibility. Krishna is Krishna. Mahaprabhu is dumb. He cannot be attacked by any sinful reaction. By a living entity, maybe subjected sometimes. Because he is small. Big fire, small fire. And a small fire, if you put some big thing, the fire itself may be seen. And the big fire, whatever you put, is a problem. The big fire can consume anything.
Christ suffering was of that nature. Was Christ suffering?
That I've already explained, that he too, the sinful reaction of all the people, they are free suffering. He said that is the Bible, that he has taken all the sinful reactions of the people and he sacrificed his life. But these Christian people, they are made it in law, that Christ will suffer and he shall do all harm. Such grateful, sir. There, let Jesus Christ make contract by taking all our sinful reaction and go, we'll go on it all along. That is their belief. This, they are not in sense that Christ is so, I mean, it's a magnanimous that it took all our sins and he has suffered. He stopped all these things. They have not come to that direction. They are taking it very easily. Let George Jesus Christ suffer as we do all along. Is it not? They should have been ashamed that Lord Jesus Christ suffered for us. Instead of, we are continuing the sinful activities still. You ask everyone, thou shalt not kill. And we are involved in killing. And thou doubt this is scarcity. Excuse us. Take all the things. This is them. Should be very much cautious that for my sinful actions my spiritual master will suffer. So I will not come to this. Your things are sinful. That is the duty of the disciple. After initiation, his all sinful reaction is correct. Now, if he again commits sinful activity, the spiritual master has to touch him. This is the sympathetic part. For my sinful activity, my spiritual master is suffer. Disease. It is due to the sinful activity of the disciple. Exactly like God, this is that it's crucified on account of the sinful activity of others. Parvain, don't make many disciples. But we do, because we are Christians. Never mind, let us suffer. Still, we shall have hope. Ask that when I suffer, is it due to my past misdeeds? Does it not? That is my misdeed. They are seven disciples. With nonsense. That is my misdeed.
This happens on occasion.
Yes, this is sure to happen because we are accepting so many men. And it is the duty of the disciple to cause us that my spiritual master saved me. I may not put him again into this suffering. When the spiritual master is in suffering, distressed, the tough things are he has taken so much responsibility for delivering a fallen person, that is stressed there. Don't be after the army, he may have put the message. Because the spiritual master takes the risk on account of Krishna.
Your suffering is not the same kind of pain that...
No, it is not due to karma. Pain is there sometimes so that the disciples may know that due to our sinful attributes, our spiritual master is suffering.
Very well now.
How are you doing? In this sense, even there is suffering, I know Krishna is protected. But this suffering is not due to my sinful
But let us say, when I, in the town I live in, I drink boiled water because some of the water has disease in it. Now, why should I drink boiled water if I have been good enough not to get a disease, then I should drink any water. And if I have been not doing proper, then I shall...
So boiled water is any water. wild water is included within any water.
But, you see, I drink that to prevent disease.
So long as in the material world, what is physical law, you cannot neglect that. That's why you should go to a jungle, there is tiger, it is known that it will attack you. Why should you voluntarily go and be attacked? It is not that a devotee should get physical needs so long he has got some physical body. It is not a challenge to the physical law. Oh, I become a devotee. I challenge everything. That is foolishness. Anasattasya-vishayan jatharam upajanta. Vishaya is physical, necessities. The devotee is advised to accept the necessities of life without any attachments. Physical law is said with boiled water, but the boiled water is not available. Does it make him not drink water? If it is not available, he will drink ordinary water. We get to simple fathom, but while in touring, in hotel, sometimes you have to take some food in the hotel. Does it mean, oh, I do not take any food stuff from the hotel, I can starve. If I starve, then I be weak, I cannot preach.
As the devotee lose some of his individuality in that?
No, he has got full individuality. But he sacrifices individuality for pleasing Krishna. Krishna says, he surrendered unto me. He voluntarily surrendered. Not that he has lost his individuality. He keeps his individuality fully. But because Krishna desires that he should surrender, he never mind his individuality. He has, in the beginning, he has declined to fight on account of his individuality. But finally, he accepted Krishna as his spiritual master. He became Shisha. And whatever he ordered, yes? That doesn't mean he lost his individual. He voluntarily accepted whatever Krishna says, I can do it. That's all of my disciples. They have not lost their individuality. But they are surrendered to him. That is the fact. Just like if a man does not use sex, does not mean he has become impotent. If he likes, he can have 1,000 times sex life. But he has voluntarily avoided it. Param dishtani vartat. That's why sometimes we fast. That does not mean we are diseased. We voluntarily fast. It does not mean that I am not hungry, I cannot eat. But we voluntarily fast.
Does the devotee who surrenders keep his individual taste?
Yes, in full.
Taste for different things.
Huh?
Does he keep his individual likes and dislikes?
Yes, everything he keeps.
But unlike
I like... he gives preference to Krishna. Suppose I like this thing. The Krishna says, no, you cannot use it. Go on there. It is why Krishna said. Nidbandhe Krishna Samman.
But let's say a devotee has a liking for one food over another food.
Yes. But if Krishna does not like it, he won't take.
And how does he know which food Krishna likes him to take? And
that is stated in the Shastra. You have to know from Krishna. And you, just like, what kind of behavior government likes? How do you know it? From the law book. Is it not? Similarly, what Krishna likes and not likes, he just found it possible. We cannot manufacture the like and disliking of Krishna. That is nonsense. Krishna says, Patram Pusvam Palam Tuyam Jumi Vatya Pritchati. He says, definite. Positively he says, that I like this. So we have to offer to Krishna what he likes, and then he gets to Tata. Krishna likes Radharani. Therefore, all the gopis, they are trying to push Radharani to Krishna. Nitanya Juna, the Kikeli Siddha, Yajali, he just is perfection. Very expert. Ah, Krishna likes this gopi. All right, push her. That is Krishna. To satisfy the senses of Krishna, not satisfy my senses. That is what. That is called prema. Love for Krishna. Oh, Krishna likes this. I must give him this.
There is some prasadam is offered, and then we go and eat. And different prasads are served. And some I like, and some I find the taste not at all to my liking.
You should not do that. The perfection is whatever is offered to Krishna. You should accept everything. You cannot make, I like this, I do not like this. That is perfect. So long as you make such discrimination, that means you have not appreciated what is prasad.
What if there are some of you like and dislike? Say someone is preparing some prasad.
I don't like it. But there was Krishna like that one.
Yes. Let's say someone prepares something like some prasadam for Krishna, but he does not make it so good. And it is
made sincerely with devotion, then Krishna will like it. That's why Vidu was feeding Krishna banana. So he was so absorbed in part, he was, throwing away the, real banana, and he was giving the skin. And Krishna was eating. Because he knows that he is giving him devotion. So Krishna can eat anything, provided there is devotion, real devotion. It does not matter whether it is materially tasteful or not. Similarly, a devotee also takes Krishna prasada. Whether it is materially tasteful or not, he should accept everything.
But the devotion is not there. Like,
the devotion is not there, he does not like anything. Either it is tasteful or nothing. He does not accept it.
In India,
of India, don't talk of India. At the top of the philosophy. If there is no devotion, Krishna does not accept anything. Either in India or in your country. It is not, Krishna is not obliged to accept anything for this. Because it is very tasteful. Krishna has many tasteful people. And very simple. He is not hankering after your food. He accepts your devotion. It's out of bhaktya, for the hunger snani. Bhaktya, vritam, real thing is devotion. Not the food. Krishna does not accept any food of this material world, but he accepts only the devotion. Patram pushpam phalam tuyam jomi vatya prakashati tadahana snami vatya vultam. Because it has been offered to me with devotional love. That is it. One who has no devotional love from his hand, therefore he do not allow anyone to cook. He is not a devotee. Krishna does not accept anything from the hands of a non-devotee. Why should he accept? He is not hungry. He does not require any food. He accepts only the devotee. That is the main point. So one has to become a devotee, not a good cooker. But if he is a devotee, then he will be a good cooker. Nishtasti bhakti bhagavata kinchana sarva yajana itattva samasa. Automatically he will become a good cook. Therefore, one has to become devotee only, then all other good qualifications will automatically be there. And if he is a non-devotee, any good qualification has no value. Parāva vakta sattu mahadguna manonathena sattu dhāvati. Even on a mental plan, yeah, he has no good quality. What kind of answer is this question? It is beneficial for all of you.
I still have a question on the
table. So the Goswami says, Munayo sadhu pishtuham. Babadhi lokamangala. Krishna Sankarsana. Krishna Sankarsana is very good. When he discusses and hears, there is lokamangala. Either by the question or by the answer. Munayo sadhu pishtuham. Bhavadhi lokamangala. Yata krishna sankrasna. Yaya atma sampratidhi.
I still do not understand so much about what you're telling me about the sadhu. But if you like, I'll think about it and ask you again tomorrow.
Prasadam is always prasadam. So, because we are not elevated sufficiently, therefore, we do not like some prasadam.
No, I can't specifically what I mean. If some was too spicy, it would hurt my stomach.
Well, that is also due to not appreciate. But Krishna should not be cook, should have consideration that Krishna must be offered first class food stuff. So if you offer something last class, that is not his duty. But Krishna can accept anything if it is offered by devotee. And a devotee also can upset any Prasad, even if it's tight. Hiranya Kashipu, Devi's son, poisoned. And he drank it naturally. So for the devotee, even if it's spicy to have a taste, it is very palatable to the devotee. What is the question of spicy? He has offered poison, real poison. And Uttama Rakshasi, he also offered Krishna poison. And Krishna is so nice that she took me as my mother. So he took the poison and delivered it. Krishna does not take the bad side. Any good man, he does not take the bad side. He takes only the good side. He wanted to make business with my Guru Maharaj. But he did not take the bad side. He took the good side. That he has come forward to give me some trouble. So whatever he wanted, he gave me.
Business with your what? What's that? Business with who?
That is, I'm talking about my Guru Maharaj.
Oh, I see. Question on prasadam, if I may. Let us say some devotee has some trouble and does not eat a certain type of food. Like some devotees do not eat ghee because of liver trouble. So these devotees, should they take all the prasadam?
No. I say those who are not perfect devotees, they may discriminate. But a perfect devotee does not discriminate. So why should he imitate a perfect devotee? So long you have discrimination, you are not a perfect devotee. So artificially, why should you imitate a perfect devotee and eat everything? The point is, a perfect devotee does not make any distinction. Whatever is offered to Krishna, it is. That's it. That's all. Just like exactly, Krishna accepts anything from a devotee. Whatever is offered to me by my devotee, yes. The same thing for a devotee. One,
yes.
A perfect devotee does not make any distinction. But if I am not a perfect devotee, I have got discrimination. Why shall I imitate a perfect devotee? That will not be possible to assimilate, digest, because I am not a perfect devotee. These things are, because a devotee should not be a foolish man. It is said that Krishna ke bhaje sabar chatu. So a devotee knows his position and is intelligent enough to deal with others accordingly. Okay.